This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is it's going to be a great, great year again, man. Everything's starting to come back and we're getting the shows again. And they just announced TSL rolls back into Kansas City December 29th. Two shows, 3 o'clock, 8 o'clock, finally. We're getting everything normal again.
Our next guest is the co-founder of the band who, over the last two decades, has become a holiday touring juggernaut, thrilling millions upon millions along the way. And over the years, he has become a great friend to the show. The band is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. His name is Al Pietrelli. And on Wednesday, December 29th, they return to Kansas City for two big shows at T-Mobile Center. Please welcome TSO co-founder and longtime friend of the show, Al Pietrelli.
Mr. Al Pietrelli, how have you been, brother?
My brother, we're back.
So good. So good, man.
Hey, listen, real quick before we jump, dude, I read something a minute ago online. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's...
Awesome. What happened, dude?
A pancreatitis. Weird, idiopathic, acute pancreatitis. I'm eating a goddamn sandwich and was like, oh. And that turned into, ooh, and that turned into driving myself to the hospital. And, you know, 9 days later, they were operating. But it was just a weird, I don't know, it's just a moment in time. But it's definitely sucked. 9 days on morphine and fentanyl. While it may sound interesting on the outside, on the inside, it actually is not that much fun.
No, dude. Well, listen, love and prayers, and I'm glad you're okay. And you know, let's put everything about last year in the rearview mirror, and let's just move forward. God bless, and you know, I hope everybody in the family's safe and healthy and doing the best you can right now.
Yeah, no, same to you, man. And the kids, everybody's fine. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good. Listen, you know, I've been home, you know, homeschooling them for a while. They finally went back to school like 2 weeks ago, normal. My wife told me if I don't get out of the house soon and go to work, she's going to shoot me in one of my knees.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the best you're going to be able to hope for, kids.
Yeah, or she doesn't want to kill me. She just wants to give me a limp, or another limp, I should say.
All
good. It's good to hear your voice, and I couldn't be happier to talk to you today.
Oh, same, same. I like to think about you homeschooling your kids, because you're clearly an incredibly smart guy, but you're even better than that. You're a streetwise, smart survivor who's done a lot in this life, and your no-essers to a kid are really valuable. Like, look, kid, all right, look, we're cool with the history lesson now. We're cool with spelling. We're cool with geography. We're cool with social economics, but we're going to talk about life now. Let me tell you how the world really works. And that's what...
Exactly, yeah. We sit down once a week and watch, you know, Godfather 1, key parts, make sure you understand life.
That's exactly right.
You know, and my five-year-old Layla looks at me and goes, Daddy, you're so lame. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, today, though, man, how good does it feel to announce more shows, to do your rehearsal up in Omaha, to get the world back together again, and know that you're going to go out and play shows?
Listen, I feel like a caged animal. You and I have been talking for a couple decades now. Every year it's the same thing. The kids are in school. You know, the leaves are starting to change. I'm getting ready to go to Omaha to rehearse. We're going to bring a huge show, you know, to Kansas City. I can't wait to blow the building up. And then obviously last year, as everybody's well aware of, you know, that was kind of stripped from all of us. Our holiday tradition was no longer what it was, but we had the opportunity to do something different, which was that virtual live streaming thing.
Right.
You know, so I had one swing at the plate last year, which I'll take it, you know. I mean, different is all I have, so I'll take different. And I found out a couple days later, management called up and said, dude, we sold like almost 250,000 of these things. And it kind of, I got real emotional, brother, for a minute, because you know, that meant that, you know, people in your community and other communities joined together, albeit virtually, but to celebrate Paul O'Neill's work and to have their holiday tradition in a different way, but different is all we had.
Yeah.
So we put that in the rearview mirror. I was real proud of everybody, the job that everybody did. And then by January or February, they said, listen, you know, let's just book next year's tour and let's get rolling. And I'm like, all right, let's go. We got a green light about a month or two ago, and we're coming back. We're coming home, and I can't wait, you know, to put my arms around you, to say hello to that beloved city of Kansas City, and just look at everybody and say, God, we miss you, we love you, and let's start blowing this stuff up.
Yeah, I'm, and you think about all that it really does mean, because you think back to the virtual, like you just spoke of, it means that you are part of somebody, the fabric of their Christmas, of their lives, of their family, that, you know, because let's face it, it is great that you had a chance to see that on your computer, on your television, but in no way can it replace it. But that speaks to the love of it. Like, they're like, look, we're not going to get what we want, like you were saying, but this is part of our lives, and we're going to do it. And the fact that 250,000 people, you know, they sign up for that, that is an astounding number.
And when you think about it, brother, you know, 250,000 homes, that's mom, dad, Sally, Billy, a dog and a cat, and some, you know, uncle passed out in the easy chair in the corner by the fireplace. That's a lot of people.
It is, man. And I think that's wonderful, because it is part of tradition. Like, with my girlfriend and I, like, we go. That's it. That we just, it's part of it. And it wouldn't feel the same. And it's become, like, something you take your friends to. And what's more fun than taking someone who's never quite seen, they've heard about the legend of TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and everybody's a little bit of a skeptic, because let's face it, we all oversell everything. And then they get there, and they see it, and by the end, you're like, yeah, uh-huh, right? You want your money back?
Yeah, they realize you undersold it. This is like more of a spectacle than we thought.
Yeah.
Well, listen, and this year in particular now, you know, the return of live music across the board, I'm so happy for, you know, all, you know, musicians, crew people, everybody who can get back out and do what they love to do. You know, you think about the excitement that it's going to be, like, missing a year. Dude, you know, we've never missed a show.
Right.
Never mind, you know, cancel the tour. You know, you remember about 12, 13 years ago, in the middle of a guitar solo, I jumped off one of the risers and landed wrong, and I broke my leg and kept playing the solo.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot keep us down. You know, I love this so much. So there's going to be that element of emotion and excitement, and when you wrap it around the fact that it's our 25th anniversary, which I cannot get my head around yet either, so it's going to be a celebration beyond celebrations.
God, and I remember, and we've talked about this before, when it first came around, and you didn't understand. You just heard the term Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but you heard Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, and you were like, "This is beautiful," but I don't know. Like it wasn't part of the landscape. It was truly original, completely different, never been done. And so you just kind of went, "What are they doing?" And it started at Memorial Hall here in Kansas City, and that juggernaut took off. And I mean, nobody could have picked it. You had to believe in it. You had to be in it. And you know, when the late Paul O'Neill. That vision, I would have told you if we were sitting around a table, what, have you lost your goddamn mind?
Listen, when he first sat down and started putting pen to paper and explaining to me what we're going to do, I kind of looked at him. You know, like when your dog looks at you and tilts his head to one side, not sure what you're talking about? You know, that was me. And I said, listen, brother, I love your work. I love working with you. You're my big brother. Whatever you want, just count me in. You know, and he and his family had this vision, and I was just proud to be part of it. I mean, 25 years ago, I remember, like, when I was listening to the intro before we started talking, I can remember, you know, being in the studio, playing all those notes, listening to those songs for the first time, saying, this is going to be incredible. I hope the world catches on. And boy, did everybody catch on.
Yeah, and it really does have to be, I hope you catch on, because it is not like you're feeding them something they already like. It's new, genuinely new, genuinely original, genuinely something that's not part of their world. And that's the hardest thing in the world. But that's the long shot, right? When it does pay, when they really do connect, it becomes this that we see today.
Yeah, agreed, and very well said. Listen, Paul used to tell me in the beginnings, he goes, I just want to make a great art form. I just want to create great art. And if we do that, we do our jobs correctly, maybe the world will catch on. But at least we've created something that we can be proud of. And this is like watching one of your children grow from infancy to its middle 20s, exceeding every one of your expectations. You know, so there's a lot to be proud of. There's a lot to celebrate. And there's a lot that's going to be going through my mind when I stand downstage center, you know, that show, both of those shows. And, you know, it's going to be emotional, but I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so happy to celebrate Paul's work, bringing Christmas Eve and other stories back to the stage again. You know, again, 25 years, brother, a quarter of a century went by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I still can't get over it. And what a 25 years it's been.
Well, and when people show up and they become part of this TSO show, and you think about this world you've been living in with people being politically divisive, with the disease, with losing friends, with not having anything that you can, we're all afraid to leave our homes, or all that everybody went through individually. When you get out, especially if this is your first show out, this monster, when it fires up and that volume hits you in the chest and the emotion rolls over you of the story and the visual complements that, like, I think it will be, there won't be a dry eye in the house. It is, you know, that storyline speaks to the last couple of years pretty well about what ultimately matters is letting all the BS fall to the side. Grab your friends and family and hold them close, because that's all that you're going to have in this world.
100%. 100%. Listen, Paul's story is about missing someone, you know, and especially around the holidays, everybody misses somebody, you know, and you and I have chatted a bunch over the years saying, listen, there's always an empty seat at the dining room table. Right. You know, we raise a glass and tip our hats and we have a moment where we cry and miss the person, but, you know, rejoice in their life and the memories and all that. You know, after last year, dude, there's a lot of extra empty chairs at a lot of people's dining room tables, you know, and my thoughts, prayers, and love to all the families who have suffered such a horrible loss. But, you know, coming to the show and realizing that Paul's story speaks to all of us, and not that it's going to take any of your pain away, but at least you'll know that you're not alone in your emotion. Everybody in that building is sharing, you know, and somehow cathartically, maybe that'll help just a little bit. And for 2.5 hours, you know, you can shake the world off your shoulders, you know, enjoy this beautifully written story and watch, you know, a great band play great music and more production than ever. It's just, you know, everybody, I need this. Yeah. You need this, and everybody listening needs this. And I can't wait to see everybody again.
No, it delivers everything that we need. We need escapism. We need entertainment. And we get, again, sometimes you just need the message delivered in such a way that it's just easy to hear. It's not a lecture or a scolding. It's literally watching something so entertaining. And as you follow along, and it's really brilliant. If those of you who haven't seen it, like, it's the songs, it's the narration in between, it's the set change, it's the story. So obvious and great to follow along. And there are certain moments in it where, look, if you don't feel something, you need to go get some help because you've gone dead inside. I mean, it's...
God, I love you.
Yeah, but it's...
And listen, like you had just said, dude, all the divisions that exist in our country right now, you know, we're not going to even talk about all of them. It would take too long, and that's the negative side of the conversation. But when you walk into that building and the house lights go down, there is no division any longer. You know, for that 2.5 hours, we're all just, you know, happy to be together and happy to celebrate this work and happy to celebrate the holidays. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and it's so much more poignant this year than ever.
It really is. It is. That's exactly the perfect point. Everybody needs their family. Everybody needs their friends.
Everybody.
Everybody wants to feel that warmth that comes from being loved and loving somebody. That's the one thing for sure we can all agree on, and it's all there in that show. I'm telling you guys, from 8 to 80, if you like metal, if you like show tunes, if you like plays, if you like movies, if you like to be entertained, if you just like to be happy, this is one of those things, man, and it's super rare. You know, when somebody normally says anything like family friendly, I check out. But this is really one of those great moments in life that you'll go, and it doesn't matter. You could take your dad, your mom, you could take your girlfriend, your best buddy you went to go see Maiden with, and you're going to look at each other and go, God damn, this is great. Now, you probably try not to let each other see each other cry if it's your Maiden buddy, but the rest of them, you can go ahead and let it go.
No, I love talking to you. I don't have to say that much. Yeah, I could listen to you for days.
Well, you know, I'm a real fan, Al. I mean, that's...
I know you are, man. From the jump, listen, going back to, like you said, Memorial Hall, right?
Yeah.
I remember, like, in 2000 or 2001, like, you know, there was, like, 13 of us jammed up into one dressing room that had, like, flooded because the bathroom overflowed, you know? It was just like, all right, not the greatest of circumstances,
yeah,
but what are you going to do? You know, watch where you're stepping, kids, as we're going to the stage. And we hit the stage, and it lit up. I never heard an audience react to anything like that in my life. And I think a couple years later, you know, it went, you know, to the arena, and then it went to two shows at the arena and, like, sold clean year after year after year.
I'm so proud
of it, and I'm so proud of your community for helping us out.
$20 million in charitable donations from this band. Do you understand what that means, guys? $20 million, because a dollar from every ticket sold over the years, 20 million tickets sold. Guys, this is, it's unprecedented. And, you know, to the point again, we did lose it. So consider that, man. It can happen. We never thought it could, and we did. It really did happen. We lost a year of our lives, of our friends, of our entertainment, of our joy. And don't miss this. 25th anniversary. Two shows, 3 o'clock, 8 o'clock, on sale today. The show is December 29th, and it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see you, brother. And hell, I might come to both shows that day.
You have to. We got to make up for last year, you know, and it puts everything in perspective, you know. It taught me, like, you know, I'm not going to worry about tomorrow that much anymore. I'm going to live today to the fullest.
Right.
All the little things in life that I didn't have a chance to pay attention to, now I do. So when I see you, we're going to do two shows together. We'll have a bite to eat. Whatever we're going to do, we're just going to celebrate the fact that we're together again. You know, you and everybody in that beautiful city. And I'm going to wear my Patrick Mahomes jersey in between shows to show. Listen, that was the best thing that came out of last year. I got to watch an entire football season,
right,
and became a Chiefs fan. It was like, so there's a lot that's going on right now. Let's capitalize on that.
The great Al Petrelli. TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, rolls back out again finally. Brother, I'll talk to you very soon. Hopefully these months will go by quickly, and we'll get together soon.
My brother, it's great to hear your voice. I love you. I miss you. I'm glad you're okay. Love to everybody. Stay safe, and we'll be there in a couple months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.